This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm really excited about today's topic. We're going to be talking about overcoming portion distortion, and this is a topic we get a lot of questions on. Today we're going to talk about why is nutrition so confusing, and I'm going to be sharing the top 10 secrets to eating less in a supersized world. It's really difficult to make healthy choices when there's so much food and so much information out there, but we're going to really help simplify it. And be sure to listen to the end of the call because I've got a really special offer for you today. So let's actually get started, and I've got a lot to share with you. Today's call is really perfect for you if you'd like to eat less and still feel more satisfied. If you want to stop feeling guilty about what you eat. If you want to be able to enjoy meals with your family and friends without counting calories, and you know I don't like to count calories. It's perfect if you want to eat the same foods that everyone else is eating. How often do you go out to eat and you feel guilty because someone's eating something and you really want to do it and you know you shouldn't? It's perfect for you if you want to teach your family healthy eating habits that'll last a lifetime. If you want to be a role model for healthy eating that your whole family will love to imitate. If you'd like to make healthy eating fit your lifestyle, whatever your lifestyle is. And it's perfect for you if you want to ensure your family minimizes the risk of weight and nutrition-related health issues. And lastly, if you want to create exciting, flavorful, inexpensive, easy-to-prepare meals that your family will love, then you absolutely want to be sure to stay with us for the next hour. You know, I just want to set a couple of guidelines or ground rules as we get started. You know, it's really easy when you get a piece of information to start to listen to it and say, that's really good. I'm going to go off and do something else and I'll come back and listen to it later. Or you're only listening halfway, taking a few notes. I ask that you really listen full in and put all your attention in today's call because you don't want to miss anything. And let's be honest, you can say you're going to do it later, but if you're like the majority of people, we get busy. We've all got a lot of things going on. So give yourself 45 to 60 minutes. Listen, take some notes, take out a pen and paper, take some notes, and you're going to walk away with some great action items. What I always like to say is take inspired action. That will get you results. And it's also really easy to kind of skip to the end. You know what you need to do and say, I don't need to pay attention to that. We boil down the information to really give you a little bit of background so you understand the context, but also to give you the steps that you need to take. And I want to remind you, you're not going to get instant results, so don't expect instant results. We built our habits, we added some extra weight, we lost some energy. Those things happen over time. Your goal should be to create sustainable, healthy eating habits that put you and your family on the road to a healthier future. You know, people always say that you can create a new habit in 21 days. So I'm going to encourage you to stick with it and give yourself time to see results. If you do that, you're going to start thinking differently about the foods you and your family eat. Small action can make a big difference. The one thing we can guarantee you is that if you don't take action, nothing will change. So don't focus on why it can't happen. Instead, choose to focus on results that will last a lifetime and beyond, because it's going to be passed on to the next generation. And if you think you don't have time to eat healthy, I challenge you to think again. Think about implementing a couple of these tips. They don't take much time. They're simple to do. You still have to eat. You still have to shop. You're just going to make different choices when you do it. So let's start with the question that we get asked all the time. Why is nutrition so confusing? But first, I want to share a couple of statistics with you. Did you know that over 63% of Americans are overweight or obese? Did you know that consumers spend over $61 billion on diets and diet-related products each year? That's over $200 for every man, woman, and child in the country. Did you know that the diet industry is dwarfed by both the $300 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, fast food industry and $100 billion junk food industry? Did you know that the typical dieter starts over four diets a year? And I love this one. When you Google the term, how to lose weight, you're going to get a list of over 46 million results. How are you supposed to wade through all that information? You know, the dietary guidelines were established over 30 years ago. They're updated every 5 years. And they've improved over the years. You can actually get the current version at choosemyplate.gov. And it's much simpler to understand, but again, there's a lot of information there. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the things that we find will really help you eat healthier and make healthier choices. Today we have more overweight and obese adults, teens, and children than ever before. It's been in the news that some states are looking at soda and all the sugar that the kids are getting, and they're saying it's tied to juvenile diabetes. So there's a lot of things that we really want to pay attention to. With all the ever-growing amount of information available on the internet and social media, it's getting harder to make decisions, not easier. Trying to make sense of all that is just one more thing added to your already busy schedule. Wading through all the information and figuring out what you need to know and do can be daunting. In addition, you get lots of advice from many different sources. You get it through magazines, you get it through internet articles, you get it through friends. I'm constantly being bombarded and overwhelmed with information. You know, one article says do this, another article says do exactly the opposite. So how are you supposed to know what to do? Google any question, and there's no limit to the number of options you're going to get. And again, you ask a friend, and you're going to get the same number of options. The bottom line is, if you want to lose 1 pound, then you need to consume fewer calories than you expend. You hear the number 3,500 calories. So add that to your diet. You're going to gain weight. Lose that from your diet. You're going to lose weight. To make that manageable, think of it in terms of 1 week, 1 day, 1 meal. Spread it out over a week. That's only 500 fewer calories a day. That may seem like a lot, but just skipping one Starbucks venti latte can eliminate 350 calories or more. Eating just one less Snickers bar can eliminate another 280. So it doesn't take much. It's just looking at the choices that you can make. Your goal should be to establish a healthy, natural weight, and in particular, reduce your fat and not muscle. We know it takes a lot to lose weight quickly, but that won't help you learn to make healthier choices. You need to change your habits and behaviors and the way you think about food so that you can become aware of how the food you eat fuel your body. Most of us feel overworked and tired with too much to do. When it comes to losing weight and making healthy choices, it's easy to say it's genetic. You don't have time or nothing will work. So why bother? What we find is that our own internal stories create far more limitations than our actual daily actions. Before you can truly make any change, you need to have a clear picture of why you want to change. More importantly, we need to be committed to change in order to create a new map for a healthier life. You know, one of the things we do in our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is start by getting people to define their big why. Why do you want to get healthier? Why do you want to lose a few pounds? What do you want to gain, and what are you willing to give up? You know, some of you know, but we have 3 grandchildren that we love playing with and running after. Matter of fact, they were over swimming yesterday. We want to be around for a long time and be a big part of our children's and grandchildren's lives. If we don't take care of ourselves, that won't be possible. So for us, any decision we make is really simple. While it takes work, the payoff is worth it to us. Remember that results only come before work in the dictionary. In real life, you need to do the work to get the results. If you want to make changes, you want to make them for the right reason and with commitment. New habits will quickly become routine and good health will become a way of life. So when we come back from break, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to answer the questions, is it really easy? Is it really healthy? And then we're going to talk about a different way to approach dieting. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Janelle McCauley. Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. Today we're talking about overcoming portion distortion, how to eat less in a supersized world. And before the break, we were talking about finding out and understanding why you want to get healthy. What is your big why? It's really important to understand what that is. And now we want to talk a little bit about the question, is it really easy? Is it really healthy? And then also talk about a different approach to dieting. Recently, I read an article titled Easy 1,000 Calorie Diet and Workout Plans. And you might ask yourself, how can that be true? You know, we wondered the same thing. After all, if it was that easy to stick to a diet, why are so many Americans overweight and obese? And I also ask, is it a healthy diet? The answer is simple. No, this diet is neither easy nor healthy. Most Americans eat between 1,800 and 2,800 calories a day. Cutting calorie intake by almost one half or more is very difficult. It leads to an almost consistent feeling of hunger. And unless you have a really strong willpower, that feeling of hunger will eventually win. Further, for a vast majority of people, a 1,000-calorie diet is not a healthy eating plan. Based on all the research we've done, most people should not be eating less than 1,200 calories a day, and many should be eating more. Fewer than 1,200 calories a day just doesn't give the average person's body enough of the essential vitamins, nutrients, and fuel it needs. Instead, the body begins to draw on its own supply of these things. For example, if you don't get enough calcium in your diet, then your body will draw calcium from your bones. Eventually, that'll lead to osteoporosis. If you want to lose weight, you need to eat differently than you are today. And do it the smart way to get long-term, sustainable results. And that's really what we're all about. You know, I tell people when they ask, will this diet work? Will that diet work? You know, pretty much any diet will work in the short term, but it's not sustainable. All you're doing is following a prescribed type of eating, and as soon as you stop, you go back to your old habits. That's why we believe in really shifting the way you're approaching it. It's really a different way to approach dieting. It's our belief that as a society, we're going about dieting all the wrong way. Part of fulfilling life is constant improvement. We read to learn more. We exercise to gain strength and endurance. We learn new languages to communicate better. We take up hobbies and learn new skills because they interest us. And then we practice until we get better. When we embark on a weight loss program, aren't we simply trying to improve ourselves? So why do we look at dieting as something to avoid? You know, most people frame dieting and weight loss as something they have to do, not something they want to do. They see being overweight, or might call it overfat, as something bad that must be corrected by dieting. Think about it. How can you hope to be successful if you frame the issue as something negative, something that you have to do? How exciting would your hobby be if you were told that you had to do it every day versus doing it when you want to and something that you're passionate about? Instead, frame it as an opportunity for self-improvement. We like to think of the word diet as a daily intentional eating transformation. Think of the words diet. D is for daily, I, intentional, E, eating, T, transformation. So think about it. Daily intentional eating transformation. A healthy diet is something that makes you stronger. It fuels your body and gives you more energy, clarity, and mental focus. You know, I have a friend that once gave me some great advice when I was going through a transition in my life. And they said, focus on moving forward towards what you want, not on getting away from what you don't want. So think about dieting that way and losing weight, not moving away from something you don't want, but focusing on moving towards what you want. You want to improve your health. You want to get a healthier body that you crave. You want to move towards that, not away from it. It's not about giving something up. It's not about giving up your favorite foods. It's about moving towards things you love. I think about me with my grandchildren. They're my inspiration. I want to be with them. So it's not about giving up my favorite foods. And by the way, you can still eat your favorite foods, and we'll talk about that a little bit more shortly. But it's about eating foods that fuel your body. Think about it. When you go to put gas in your car, if your car takes premium gas, you don't put regular gas in. Think about your body. Why do we take such good care of our cars, of our homes, of our clothes, all the physical things around us, which, by the way, are all replaceable, and we ignore our health and our body, which is not replaceable, by putting in things that aren't good for us? When I started thinking about it that way, I really started shifting the way that I think about food. So think of life as a party, not a race. It's not about who gets to the end first. It's about getting there safely and enjoying the journey. Our goal is to help you enjoy that party and be there to support you with the challenge along the way. I always love to say, we don't believe there are any superheroes or arch-villains when it comes to eating. You know, of course, there are healthier foods as well as foods that are less healthy, but in moderation, you shouldn't fear any of them. All you need to do is make healthier choices most of the time. Think of the 80-20 rule or the 90-10, whichever one really speaks to you. Do it the majority of the time, and you've got that little percent of time that you can enjoy those other foods. And we're going to talk about how to enjoy them. If you think about it that way, those choices will change the way you think about food, health, and nutrition, which will lead to healthier results. Again, find that number that speaks to you, either 80-20 or 90-10, and start using that as a guideline. Instead of thinking of avoiding certain foods, think of it not as depriving yourself of something or doing it incorrectly and then giving up in total. Think of it about a part of the process of getting healthy. We're going to go to break in just a moment, but before we do, I just want to let you know, after break, we're going to be talking about the top 10 secrets to eating less in a supersized world. You know, take all of them, take one of them. You know, it may seem overwhelming, but if you take it step by step, they're going to speak to you, and you don't have to do them in a certain order. You can do them in the order that speaks to you. But I want to make sure that you've got a paper and a pen so that you can take notes, because I can guarantee you that if you listen and are fully present for these 10 top secrets, you're going to find some that really speak to you. And at the end, we're going to talk about putting together an action plan and how you can take that and really start getting healthier. And check off each one as you do it. We found that taking them one at a time is the perfect way to approach it. Think of it this way. If you make one small healthy change each week for the next 52 weeks, you can't help but have a big transformation at the end of that time. I can guarantee you the year's going to go by whether you do one or 52 changes. Time is going to go by. So when we get back from break, let's get started and we'll talk about the 10 secrets to eating less in a supersized world. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who's tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect, ideal clients to your door every day and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching their own course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot at www.createyouronlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createyouronlinecourse.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio. And before the break, we were talking about a different way to diet, a different approach. And I promised that I was going to share the top 10 secrets to eating less in a supersized world. So make sure you've got something to write with so you can take some notes. I can tell you that some of these are really going to speak to you. Write them all down and put a star next to the ones that really speak to you, because those are the ones that you're going to want to start with. The first one is, think about how you feel before you eat. The next time you reach for something to eat, consciously think about how you feel. Ask yourself, are you really hungry? Are you eating because the clock says it's time to eat? Or is there something else, some other emotion that's driving your desire to eat? Write it down. Write down how you're feeling, the time of day, what you want to eat. At the end of the week, look to see if there are any patterns. That'll really help you understand why you eat, and it'll be one of the first steps in helping you control what you eat. We don't do a food journal in our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program. We do a mood journal because we believe that it's more important for you to look at the mood surrounding your eating choices than it is to look at the food you're eating. Well, it's certainly important to pay attention to the food choices. It's more important and will help you start to make healthier choices by understanding what's driving you to eat. And once people do that for a week, we have a whole process we take them through, but once you do that for a week, you're going to start to see some very simple trends that you're going to be able to adjust. Those patterns are going to start to stick out. Whether it's that you're avoiding making some sales calls, whether you're avoiding follow-up, whether you're procrastinating on something. And we all have some of these things that we do. But really pay attention to the time of day. You'll also see that it might be a certain time of day. You may just be getting tired and need to get up and take a walk. It could be that you're thirsty, because thirst can imitate hunger. So really pay attention to it and start to see those trends. We'd love to have you share them on our Facebook page, because hearing what other people do helps people identify things that are going on in their life. So again, think about how you feel before you eat. Also, write down how you feel after you eat, because a lot of times The food does not take away the feeling and the emotion. If you're physically hungry, then you're not going to have those. It's going to be very different. If you're not hungry, you're still going to have that emotion there. So make sure you're paying attention to that. That's the first one. The second one is wait 20 minutes before eating. Unless it's an actual meal time or at least 2 hours since you last ate, the next time you feel hungry, wait 20 minutes before actually eating. Many times you'll find that you're not really hungry, you're just bored. Like with the first one, it could just be something emotional. I use that time to walk to the mailbox, to make a short phone call, or to take action on a simple short task on my to-do list. That way I'm accomplishing two things at one time. When you stop eating constantly, your stomach may growl a bit, but that'll go away after a few days. And it's not necessarily because you're hungry. It could be because you're just used to constantly putting food in your mouth. The key is balanced eating at regular intervals. Don't stop eating. Instead, just make sure that you're actually physically hungry before you decide to eat. Pay attention to your physical hunger signs. Get to know what those are for you so that you can really tell that you're hungry. And I'm not saying wait until you're starving because that's not good for your body. But make sure that you're making a choice because your body really needs fuel and it's not eating for emotional reasons. The third tip is to pay attention to flavor. The next time you eat a cookie, candy, or a piece of cake, pay attention to the flavor. We like to say, savor the flavor of each bite. Studies show that you get the most satisfaction from the first 3 to 5 bites. So take small bites and really enjoy them. Then stop, put down your fork. When you do this, you'll get most of the pleasure but less guilt. As the saying goes, you really can have your cake and eat it too. If you find that you want more after a short break, then have it, but pay close attention to the flavor and make sure you're really enjoying every bite, that it's flavorful, that it just really, you feel it on your tongue. It just is giving you that same intense flavor that those first few bites did. If you aren't getting that, then stop. This is something that I teach private coaching clients and, again, teach in our Eat Great, Live Well program. And it's amazing. I love when people come back and said once they started doing that and implementing that 3 to 5 bite rule, it really made a big difference in how much they ate, and they really started paying attention to food and the tastes and the flavors much differently than before. Oftentimes, they ate it because it was there. So when you're getting dessert, share a dessert at the table. Get small sizes. You don't have to eat it all. You can even pack it in a to-go box and take it home and eat it over a couple of days. Really think about what you're putting in your mouth and how it's tasting and fueling your body. So you can eat your dessert, but just eat it mindfully. It will make a big difference. Tip number 4 is measure what you eat. Measure out what you want and then put the package away before you start eating, and no snacking before you get started. First, this will really help you understand portion size. Second, it'll make you think before grabbing more. For example, we like dark chocolate a lot. We control what we eat by keeping it in the freezer, which requires us to take it out and get what we want. So we can still enjoy it, but we do it without feeling guilty and eating as much. Make sure that you're really looking at the labels, looking at what a portion size is and how much you should be eating. And that's actually tip number 5. reading the labels. Each week, take the packaged food in one kitchen cupboard and read all the labels. Rearrange the cupboard so the healthier foods, the ones that you should eat 90% of the time, are on one or two shelves, and they're shoulder or arm length, so they're really convenient. They're really right in front of you. And then put all the not-so-healthy foods, the ones that you should only eat 10% of the time, on another shelf, and put them higher or lower so they're not right at eye level. They're harder to reach. You have to really make that conscious effort to go for them. This process will really help you pay more attention to your choices that you're making and how often you make them. It will also really help you understand package and portion size. I was at an event the other day and somebody grabbed what looked like a single serving of a snack. So we read the label because I'm passionate about it and I love getting people to read the labels. And so we looked at it and it was actually, the calories weren't bad. It was about 180 calories for a serving. We like to recommend snacks are about 100 to 125 calories, but it was 180 calories, so a little bit more. But the package size was 2.5 servings. So it's something that most people would eat in one serving because it's a small package and it looks like it's a single serving. So by looking at the serving size, you're able to identify whether it's okay to eat in one sitting or whether you should eat it over multiple sittings. So start by reading the label. It's really going to help educate you on what you're eating and the food choices that you're making. So we went through the first 5 tips. So let me just recap before we go to break. Think about how you feel before you eat. Wait 20 minutes before eating. Pay attention to the flavor. Measure what you eat. And read the labels. So while we're on break, I invite you to figure out and mark which one of those you're going to start with when we finish our call. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Janelle McCauley with Eat Great, Live Well Radio. Before the break, we talked about the first 5 tips for top secrets for eating less in a supersized world. And now I want to share the next 5 tips. So if you missed those, be sure and go back to listen to the last segment. Tip number 6, be aware of how hungry you actually are. Each time you sit down to eat, ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hungry am I? Then eat accordingly. Your response will help you make good, thoughtful choices about the food you eat. Eating is as much a social experience as a nutritional need. We often eat with friends, but that doesn't mean that we still can't make good choices. That's where, when we're talking about portion size, be aware of what you're eating. Because when we go out and we're sitting at a table and we're having conversations and other people are eating, it's really easy to just continually eat. So what I like to do is have a small plate and measure out a little bit, even if I'm eating chips and salsa, put it on my own personal plate. Because what happens is when you're eating from a bowl or eating from a common plate, we tend to continue to eat and we don't pay attention. It doesn't mean you can't put more on your plate, but it just means that you're aware of what you're doing, how many times you're filling your plate. You're much more aware of portion size and how much you're eating. Tip number 7 is order from the appetizer menu. And you may laugh at this one, but it really works. When you go out, and when we go places, we often order from the appetizer menu. The portions are smaller, and they don't come with all the extras, like fries, rice, or other sides. This works really great in fast food restaurants, too. Just be careful to order healthier items. Try to avoid fried foods. And if you ask, they'll often have a healthier chicken. You don't always have to get the fried version. Ask. It's usually available. They just don't have it listed. Try to focus on lighter, fresher choices that include more vegetables. Just start paying attention to what you're reading and what you're doing. Tip number 8, eat calorie sparse foods. Calorie sparse foods are foods that have fewer calories per ounce, cup, or piece. This means you can eat more of them without consuming too many calories. Some good examples of calorie sparse food are grapes versus calorie dense raisins, or pasta with pesto and vegetables versus calorie dense Alfredo sauce. For me, I love crunchy foods. So when we cook, we make sure to add something crunchy like shredded cabbage to salads, or low-calorie cereal to yogurt. Think low-calorie and lots of volume. And pay attention to what you need when you eat. For me, again, I love crunchy foods, and I know that about me. It's taken a while to learn that, but often when I eat certain foods, I don't feel real satisfied. So what I try to do is go back and say, am I not satisfied or full because of the flavor, because of the texture or consistency? What is it about what I just ate that didn't fill me up? I also really pay attention. We talked about flavor. I really pay attention to the flavor of foods. And if it doesn't taste really flavorful, I stop eating. Just because food is in front of you does not mean that you need to eat it or finish it all up. Think about that. Remember that the next time you're eating and you're looking at something and you're continuing to eat. Tip number 9, pay attention to portion size. Most times, we simply fill our plate without giving much thought to the actual portion size. You know, movie popcorn, 20 years ago, it was 5 cups, about 270 calories. Today, it's a big tub, about 630 calories. You know, most restaurants serve portions that are way too big. For example, a typical fettuccine Alfredo dish at a restaurant can contain, are you sitting down, more than 1,500 calories. When you go out, split a meal with a friend or take half of it home for dinner or tomorrow's lunch. And if it's 1,500 calories, even if you split it, be sure of all the extras in the sides you're adding. Don't eat too much bread with that, so really pay attention to what you're eating. And make sure you split your meal before you start eating. It's okay to ask for a box. Separate it, because it's really easy. If you don't do that, it's really easy just to keep eating, and you end up eating a lot more than you realize. Also, really think about stopping eating before you feel full. It takes your body a little bit of time to really feel full. So eat to about 80% and then stop eating, because that's really, you've had enough to eat at that point. So stop eating then, and then let your body kind of catch up with you, and you'll be amazed at how many calories you'll save just from doing that. Tip number 10, try food substitutions. We love a tuna sandwich. I love a grilled tuna sandwich, to be exact. But mayonnaise has a lot of calories and fat. So we use non-fat Greek yogurt in place of mayonnaise. 2 ounces of yogurt only has 350 calories compared to 180 calories for the same amount of mayonnaise. And as a bonus, the yogurt has 0 fat grams. Another way to reduce calories and fat is to substitute applesauce for half of the oil when you're making cakes or muffins. Your taste buds won't know the difference, but your body will. And as in the example with the tuna, if you want more flavor, add some herbs and spices to your tuna. It really helps pick up the flavor palette and gives you much more satisfaction when you're eating. So pay attention to how it tastes, think about what's missing, and do some experimenting. It's a lot of fun, and it'll really change the way that you make choices, and your taste buds will love you for it. Just remember that it takes about 10 days or so for your taste buds to adjust, so it's not going to happen overnight. Remember, in the beginning, we talked about giving it a little bit of time. It's going to take a week or 10 days for you to start to know the difference. And then you're going to look at your food choices and say, this wasn't so hard. It was pretty easy. So those are our 10 tips. Let me recap the last 5 for you. They are, be aware of how hungry you actually are. Order from the appetizer menu. Eat calorie-sparse foods. Pay attention to portion size. And try food substitutions. So as we wind down today's time together, I want to share one more thought with you. And we call it the power of healthy eating. Each letter stands for something. So the P is pay attention to your body. And one of the quotes I love is, everyone wants to grow, but nobody wants to change. Think about the changes you're going to make and really listen to your body and pay attention. The O is for open yourself to the possibilities. You know, and healthy eating isn't about being organic or vegan. It's about being informed and making good choices. The W is wash away confusion. The right knowledge means being able to make everyday healthy choices quickly and easily, and that's what it's all about. The E is embrace a healthy life. Everyday choices create the healthy habits that lead to a healthy future, and that's what our goal is. And R is reap the benefits for generations. The changes you make can impact 6 generations going forward. So you might ask how it can impact 6 generations. Let me use me as an example. Over 30 years ago, my dad had health problems, and the doctor said he wasn't going to survive. He learned what he needed to do and changed his habits. So it's my dad, and then myself and my siblings, our children, and our grandchildren. So for us, my dad's changes that he made have already impacted 4 generations. So a simple change that you make and pass on can impact your family's future and future generations. For me personally, that's a choice that I would love to make and a gift I would love to give them. So get started. Creating a healthy future for yourselves and the ones you love is the most precious gift of all that you can give your family. I hope you've enjoyed today's segment and that you've got some great tips and things that you can start implementing. I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and you can re-listen to today's session, but also click on our social media link. Go to Facebook, share the tip that you're going to be working on so we can support you and make sure that you've got the information that you want. And I also invite you, if you'd like to learn more about our Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program, or you're ready to take action, go to eatgreatlivewell.com and sign up for our program. You can use the code EGLW50 and save 50%. It's one of the best investments you will make on in yourself, and you are absolutely worth it. So I want to just invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. You can get all of the access to us. Share your thoughts. I hope you've loved today's conversation. Have a great and healthy week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.